Now on Colorado's Morning News, inflation worries seem to be at the top of everybody's mind heading into this holiday season. Paying more for everything from fuel to food, certainly for gifts, it can be a drain.
And that may be true, but one place where you would expect to see more inflation worries would be the stock market. But according to our next guest, the market doesn't appear to be showing any concern for inflation. Joining us now from daytradefund.com, that's his website, Jay Ratliff. And Jay, are you surprised by at least how the market seemed to be semi-agnostic with the inflation issue?
I am. I really thought this was going to be the year of inflation, Marty. Back in February and March, we could see it coming, and the thought was, okay, it's really going to be interesting to see how Wall Street responds to this inflation, at that time, worry, and now the inflation reality. And we've discussed for some time how there's a real disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and I don't think that it's any more telling than right now. We have an inflation report on Friday. It was the highest that we've seen in, 40 years. And yet the markets seem almost bulletproof to it. Now, there's some oscillation as the stock market may go up 1.5%, drop 1.5%, something along those lines, but nothing significant. And when you see the president's approval numbers as low as they are, based on 68% of the people that are saying that they're not happy with the administration's handling of inflation. Look, individuals know it costs more for gas, it costs more for groceries, it costs more for everything. And the concern is that's going to continue to go up. And how long is it going to take for that reality to be reflected on Wall Street is anyone's guess.
Yeah. And then what do you see for the future in 2022 of when those inflation numbers, what did you say, at high at 7% right now, 40-year high? Mm-hmm. When do you see that going down?
Well, you know, when you look at what's driving a lot of it, April, you have the supply chain issues, you have a lack of workers, you have things that really don't appear to have a quick fix. And that's what's causing a lot of people to say, look, if we start going down the rapids of the inflation river, so to speak, it could be something that could take us a quarter or two, maybe 4, 5, 6 months or so to come out on the other side of, if not longer. And again, with so many people having relatively little experience with an inflation-riddled stock market, once that starts to happen, you're going to see emotion take over in a big way. I put up on my day trade fund success blog about how we could be looking at a correction that's going to scare a lot of people away, even though corrections are just a natural state of the market. They happen every so often. But when the emotion kicks in on something that people don't understand, which is inflation many times, that emotion gets ratcheted up even more, and you're going to see some just ridiculous decisions by people dumping stocks that are good stocks at incredibly low prices, and people now buying them at insanely high prices in some regards, the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Warren Buffett right now, he's sitting on the sidelines with a ton of cash. He's waiting for some of these stocks to go on sale. He knows what he's going after, and when any of this starts to happen, he knows exactly where he's going to be buying these stocks, just as he did during the pandemic when we had that dip when the Dow went below 19,000.
Crossing that street to Main Street, I know the Fed is meeting for the last time this year. What can that mean for our money, if you want to say, as just regular consumers for the rest of the year in 2022? Are they going to try to do anything to stem the inflation or maybe slow the, in some instances, the hot stock market?
A few weeks ago, we weren't expecting much from the Fed, their last meeting of the year for Tuesday and tomorrow. But now with some of this inflationary data that we have, the real question on Wall Street is, are we going to see the Fed change their position? Are they going to look at speeding up the process of tapering down? Are they going to be looking at raising interest rates sooner than later? And what kind of impact will that have on my portfolio? So after tomorrow's meeting, we'll be looking for some comments from Fed Chairman Powell to kind of give us an indication, as he is extremely transparent, and I like this guy a lot because of that. I think he's going to paint a pretty clear picture of what the Fed's looking at and what they expect, and that's when you can expect investors to respond.
All right, last week, Jay, you told us to wait until this week to ask about the probability of a Santa rally on Wall Street. Are you ready to call this a Santa rally yet?
I'm not gonna. I don't like it. If I'm going to be pushed by a good friend like you, I would say I would not bet on a Santa rally this year, only because of the fact that we have so many unknowns from so many different directions right now. It's difficult to be confident to a large degree with a lot of the positions that we would like to take. And there's a lot of people that are saying, look, I'm going to lock in these profits before the tax year ends, and I'm going to sell. And unfortunately, for people sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out what to do, they tend to play follow the leader, and that would not be good.
Again, his website, daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
My pleasure.